com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up what you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you as we broadcast this program live from the 2008 Porcupine Freedom Festival out here at Porkfest. You can go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com, to learn more about what's going on. And we'll tell you more about what we're expecting to see happen tomorrow. There's some cool stuff going on Saturday. Still plenty of time to get out here. It's not too late. Saturday is the biggest day of Porkfest. Friday, which is today, I think comes in a close second. And lots of people everywhere enjoying themselves, enjoying each other's company, liberty-minded people.
Children and dogs are in abundance.
Yeah, lots of dogs out here, actually. We were thinking about bringing Ravage, our kitty, but maybe
that's
next
not a good
year.
Idea.
Why?
What's wrong cats, with that? Cats like to be at home.
But Ravage loves people. Why would we want to exclude him from all of
Please,
this?
Bring him. That'll
okay.
be great.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. Thank you.
Let him sit in your lap.
He will. He's good at that. Anyway, lots of good times out here, and people are meeting one another. They're brainstorming. They're socializing. They're going out, and they're going on hikes up mountains. They're shooting. They're learning stuff from the, I think the NRA's been here. There's an improv class. I mean, so much has happened, and it's been going on all week long. Dennis Goddard is here with us from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, also a Free State Project member and early mover to New Hampshire. Dennis, how long have you been here this week?
This week I've actually been driving up from Concord periodically during the day and kind of, you know, skipping out of work. This is my vacation, baby. I'm camping, so it's fun.
Yeah, this is definitely our vacation. Even though we're here working, it's still like a work vacation thing.
And it's so gorgeous. I love seeing the green mountains and the water. Awesome.
Yeah, and of course, not only is it beautiful, and is the weather just happens to be perfect. But the people are the real highlight, aren't they?
Absolutely. And, you know, you mentioned there's a lot of stuff going on. You've even got Bike Week, which is the hugest and oldest bike conglomeration, congregation thing in the United States.
Yeah.
And driving up the highways here, you see all the people and a lot of them not wearing helmets. And, you know, these are the real live free or die.
Isn't New Hampshire one of the few, it's what, four or five states or something that have no helmet law?
One of the very few with the no helmet law. And, of course, then there's the no seatbelt law. And it just kind of brings our kind of people out here. And I hope there's a lot of mixing because, you know, the bikers, they're like the truckers. And these are people who they're very independent minded and they're into, you know, their own space on the road and taking their own chances and making their own decisions. Great
it's people. Your life.
Great people.
Yeah, they really are a receptive audience for the pro-liberty message. I mean, most of them already agree with us. It's just they don't know we're here. They probably don't know about the Free State Project and this wonderful concept of moving liberty-loving activists all to the same place and then having them get active for liberty. And one of the things you've chosen to do as your activism is the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. I think you were a founding member of the NHLA. You can go to... No?
No, actually, I'm a Johnny Come Lately. I went through what we call the Don Gorman School of Politics, which basically involves a lot of listening to Don talk, because he's a politician. He does that.
A lot.
And, you know, it's amazing. It's all you do is show up. If you show up in no time at all, you're inside. You're part of the process. Holy crap.
And you guys are doing
what happened to me.
You guys are doing some pretty innovative things. And of course, we've talked to you about this on the air before, but we always have new listeners. And so, why don't you recap how you've seen the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance grow over the 2 or 3 years? I think it's like 3 years now that it's been in existence. What has the change been like? And I imagine the increase in activists has been a major factor there.
It's everything. It's everything. The fact that there's always new blood and there's always more people. We don't ossify because there's always, you know, it's like the younger generation coming up and poking you a little bit in the butt. And that's what's happening to us. Even the people who've been here 2, 3 years, they're ossified. And the new people come in and they really poke them. And the number of things that we can do just increases every year. The first year that they were there, and this is before I moved up, they had people basically in a flurry trying to find out what's the worst evil thing that the government's going to try and do this year. Mm-hmm. And just find that and do something about it. Very reactive, very much like the little mammals.
You're really picking your battles, basically.
Exactly. Now, we're the ones, some degree, setting some agenda. Now, we're the ones knowing everything that's going to go on, often before the legislators do. and being able to affect things.
I love the gold sheet that you give them. What is it, every morning or every...
Whenever they go in to vote. It's, and, you know, we try to be, you know, consumer-friendly. We have consumers, and there are the legislators. Here's the things you're going to vote on in the order you're going to vote on them. Here's what the Constitution says, which you might want to consider. Sometimes chapter and versing. Sometimes these folks, first time, although they swore to uphold the document, maybe. Sometimes it's the first time...
they've ever heard of it.
They've really seen stuff. And, of course, we have our friends who were there. It was a really huge day back a couple of months ago, and they had a bunch of bills that were all liberty-oriented all at the same time. There was some homeschool stuff going on. There was one of those greenhouse gas cap-and-trade socialist ideas going on. And, of course, there was some kind of a marijuana bill going on.
Mm.
And there were so many people that turned out little stickers, defend liberty, defend liberty. And some of the reps who are friends were wearing little stickers, defend liberty. And I guess the main person for the House of Representatives, who is, by the way, a constitutional threat, very scary woman, she called one of the people over, one of the reps that had the sticker. She says, what are all these people with this sticker on? So it really gets their attention. There's so many of us.
That's pretty awesome. Now, there's only going to be more coming in the future, and I'm sure you'll have things for them to do, right? You're not going to run out of things.
Oh, no, there's no – and especially now with a lot of the people that are involved with us running for office, a lot of them likely to
get into
office.
That's something new this year, right? Because 2 years ago there were a very limited amount of free staters that could run for office, but now a number of them have been here for the mandatory 2-year time period. So we're seeing more. I mean, the filing period is this week. I guess today was the last day, right?
Today was the last day. I know personally a dozen people. I'm sure there are more porks that have all, you know, signed in to run their races.
Cool.
And what I find, because it's not professional, because you don't get paid to be a legislator here, what you find are the activists from their community. What do? They run for the state house. So it's a natural fit.
There's, it's one of the largest legislative bodies in the world, 400 members of our little New Hampshire's legislature.
And in the little I've learned looking at the Constitution of the state of New Hampshire, I'm convinced there was a plan, there was a purpose, there was a structure to the way that they organized this. These people knew when they wrote the structure of this government that eventually the people are going to have to take over part of it and take it back from the tyranny. And they set up the House of Representatives to be easy for people to take.
Well, you guys are certainly proving that there is some legitimacy in actually working through the political system, because you've had success. You've successfully stopped some really bad legislation from going through. In addition, you actually were behind, I think, at least involved in the marijuana thing, and that almost, I think, it set a record. Didn't the House pass that, and it didn't make it through the Senate?
I'm learning about these things kind of like, you know, on the job, as it were, and I'm really seeing how... sometimes it's putting an idea out there and explaining to all these people some of the stuff that maybe sounds scary and crazy at first. It's the first time they're coming across some of the, you know, calm, collected people, not going, oh, my God, you got to legalize heroin right away, but saying, you know, let's take this one little step, and it's not that bad, and here are the facts. And then it becomes the norm, and people sit and they gestate around it for a little while, and then the next year you put it up, and it's like it's not that new idea.
Oh, there
anymore.
It is again.
Yeah. And you start to win some converts, and these things take time. It's not everyone's cup of tea.
Sure, and things will certainly swing in your favor if some of these people that are running this year actually have some success.
Oh, yeah.
There were states with, and there still are, but, you know, the gambling laws were much more restrictive 100 years ago as far as playing cards and that kind of things with your friends. Now, it's strange and tyrannical to throw somebody in jail or, go after somebody for playing cards for pennies or nickels.
Word.
Yep, and these things change over time, and it just requires... constantly telling people about it.
And what I know listening to you guys is the libertarian message, like the complete liberty message. You have to hear it from different people, and you kind of get it in stages.
Mm-hmm.
And because everybody's different, I mean, I'm one of the many people who started out listening to Mark, and Ian was schizophrenic.
Right.
And now I look at Mark, and you're going through this change, and I'm kind of coming there with you, and now it's like I just tell people, I have to say I'm an anarcho-capitalist. It's a scary word. And let's move on. And you know what? It's getting the idea from all these different people in the different ways, and that's what I think is going to happen to some degree in the legislature. We get 5-10 people in there, they hear it from different people.
Yeah, that gives it more credibility. Then it's not just the lone wacko on the radio. Dennis, thanks for coming on the program tonight. NHLiberty.org is the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. Keep up with them. You can keep up and you can help out even from outside of the state. I'm sure they'll take your money. NHLiberty.org. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live, broadcasting from the 2008 Porcupine Freedom Festival.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to avacorradio.com.
Storable food. Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp, known around the world, will boost your immune system and increase energy levels. Detoxifies the body and reduces junk food cravings. Burns fat and builds muscle. And is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Can be made into smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make this a staple food in their diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals. And the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our powder, seeds, and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Ted Anderson from Midas, June 13, 2008. Gold, $866.90. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $892.40, $439.65 for half, $219.83 for quarter. That's $892.40, $439.65, and $219.83.
On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, just go click and download. They are totally free right there on the front page of the website for your downloaded convenience. Again, that's free at freetalklive.com. Facebook.com. I should point out, I sent out an update today, Mark, letting people know.
Oh, I didn't see
that. There is a bit of a delay involved in getting the archives out. You may not get them until sometime the next day, just because things are happening here and it's just not easy to get it done in a decent amount of time. So why bother trying to get it done quickly if you just can't do it that
way? You know, when you consider the pretty much take no vacations at all and do the show 365 days a year, the fact that a few days a year that maybe the show will be a couple, few hours delayed in coming out, it's really not much.
So just wanted to alert people in case they're wondering why at, you know, midnight tonight when we normally have the archives up by, they're not available. But you can get last night's show. That is now available online at freetalklive.com. Broadcasting from the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2008, hundreds of liberty-loving people all around the Guilford, New Hampshire Gunstock Campground. It's a beautiful place to be. Amazing people. Great conversations. We've got them going on all around us. There were bands playing earlier. There are going to be more bands playing tomorrow. And the food, of course, is also available. SACL CAI Fun Tent. I know Jason from SACL CAI. I have invited him, Osborne, to come over and chat with us at some point this weekend. Hopefully he'll remember to do that. I understand that with the libations going on at the Fun Tent, it's certainly possible for things like that to slip people's minds.
There's
free
a lot going
beer,
on
free beer and liquor at the SACL CAI.
Nothing's free, but SACL's giving it away.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Yep.
Anyway, Jason's paying for it, and you can give him a tip, and he'll spend all that on more of it.
Yeah, that's what's happening. I did the celebrity bartending thing last night.
You did,
night.
And I have to say I'm concerned, Mark. I don't know how to do this.
Mostly, I
can grab beers and open them.
Mostly that's what's happening.
But there's drinks being mixed. I don't know how to do this.
I'll stand back there with you and
okay,
mix
maybe.
Drinks.
I figure either you should stand there with me or maybe Julia, who knows a thing or two about the drinks, maybe she can help me out. But either way, we will be back there at the SACL CAI Fun Tent serving drinks to people and having a good time because this is a good time. The Liberty Forum was good, but this is just so much more down to earth, so much more fun. It's a great event. Of course, Liberty Forum is also a great event. It's more of a convention style. The Free State Project.
It's just camping and partying.
Yeah, that's really all it is, all day long. And so much to do, so much to talk about, and so many interesting people. Of course, our third microphone is open here for people to sit in and chat on the program. Also, our phone lines are open for you out there listening to bring up whatever you want at 800-259-9231. In the meantime, we go to a drug war story. This one's an editorial from a former DEA agent. And it's unusual to hear a DEA agent come out against the war on drugs, but that's what this man does. And I just thought it was worth sharing. It's written to the Brownsville Herald at brownsvilleherald.com. Not many people get to see the war on drugs from the viewpoint of an undercover DEA agent. I have, and it's not a pretty sight. 12 of my 20 years in law enforcement were spent in the DEA, 6 straight years of them in undercover operations in North, Central, and South America. Based on my experience, I can assure you that our drug war is a vile and despicable presence, doing irreparable harm to all of the American landscape.
You know, I get to talk to Barry Cooper now and then from NeverGetBusted.com.
Yes.
And he's against the drug war, and he, former police officer, shows people how to not get busted and not get raided. And when he talks about this, the police always attack his credibility. A law enforcement officer is coming to attack his credibility. He wasn't that much of a real law enforcement officer. Sounds like this guy 6 years undercover.
Yeah, 12
what are they
going
to say to that? That must really gall any cop out there that thinks that the drug war makes any kind of sense.
The problem, though, is this particular editorial was not on the front page of the New York Times, nor was it on the front page of the Washington Post, only appearing in the Brownsville Herald. So this kind of message needs to get out there far and wide.
Yeah.
And, of course, the good guys over at Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, LEAP.cc, are helping make that happen. Back to the story here, he says, nowhere has this drug war presented itself as a positive policy. The criminals involved in the illegal drugs trade are the only ones who believe that today's prohibition is a beneficial policy. The global cartels bask in some...
Oh, I think the cops believe it, too.
Well, okay, yeah, that much is true. Some cops do, some cops don't. Anyway, the global
cartels... They know that their jobs, really depend on all this, going after drugs. That's what they're there for.
Certainly.
That's why we have that's why there are so many.
Yeah, it benefits the cops, but it doesn't benefit the people it is intended to benefit. It's supposed to protect people from drugs, and it doesn't even come close. He points out that the cartels bask in some $500 billion untaxed cash dollars that the drug war bestows upon them each year. That much cash buys a lot of influence and keeps the industry profitable. The losses of a few kilotons here and there are no different to the cartels than the retail store space in shoplifting and damaged goods. And that ties into something we've talked about before, when the DEA or a local cop will put out a press release and say, hey, look, we've got a bunch of drugs here. It's a record cash.
Yep.
Then they always have it all splayed out. They've got the guns that they confiscated and stack of cash and whatever drugs they happen to get. Look, one of the big ones was the boat. Remember the boat with pallets full of cocaine?
Yeah.
Just like hundreds and hundreds of kilograms of cocaine.
Right, so they're shipping this the boat full of kilos and kilos of cocaine.
Yeah.
How many? You think this is the first time they've done that?
No. Of course not.
Yeah, you get boatloads and boatloads and boatloads of cocaine, heroin, and all kinds of other disgusting drugs.
Right.
Are coming into this country.
They stopped one boat and they made a big deal out of it. Biggest drug bust ever. And can you get cocaine on the streets today?
Yeah.
Hell yes, you can. Could you get it the day after they busted that boat? Yeah, of course you can, because cocaine comes in all over the place. Busting one little boat is not going to do anything, and it's exactly what this DEA agent is saying. That's like a drop in the bucket. It's a cost of doing business.
Yeah, and he's exactly right. It's just like the retail stores figure in spoilage, and they figure in people stealing
loss control,
stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, they figure that in. That's part of doing business. No biggie.
He points out that after my 20-year career as a professional in law enforcement, I can only offer my total condemnation of this catastrophic policy. It only offers misery to the citizens of the Americas as the gangs and the global criminal syndicates gain power and wealth from black market drugs. And there are no two ways about it. This wealth is gifted to them by U.S. prohibition-style drug policies. U.S. drug policy needs to be a more prominent issue on the political landscape, says the former DEA agent. There are far too many citizens suffering directly or peripherally from the ill effects of the drug war. Whether the victims are innocent U.S. citizens like Veronica Bowers or infant daughter Charity, who were shot down over Peru. Remember that one where the little biplane or whatever was flying and they thought it was a drug plane, so they just blew it out of the sky? Turns out, not so much.
Yeah, mom and an infant daughter.
Or maybe it's the farmers in Bolivia and Peru who suffer from the poisonings of coca crop defoliation. For nearly 40 years, this war has raged unabated from the rainforests of South America to the urban landscapes of U.S. cities. Drugs are everywhere, and every effort to root them out only exacerbates the problems of their proliferation. The DEA agent has a few more things to say. We'll share those with you here in moments, live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, where there's all kinds of cool, liberty-oriented people hanging out, enjoying one another's company, and we're really enjoying being here. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Nonex Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Nonex Man, and your toenails need Nonex Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Nonex Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Nonex Man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Nonex Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonex Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Bilo, and Rite Aid.
Once, America was led by real politicians. Now politicians in the U.S., city, county, state, and federal, are owned and controlled by corporations. We have corporate representatives instead of politicians. Criminal corporate manipulation has caused grain prices to soar to the highest levels in history. Shortages of rice, corn, and wheat now exist in most countries. Natural disasters have put millions worldwide at risk of starvation. Food riots and red lines occur daily in 30 nations, and not only is that list growing, but it's headed this way. Survival Enterprises are master distributors of the highest quality long-term storage foods. Mountain House freeze-dried foods, canned beef, chicken, turkey, butter, bacon, spices, cheese, fruit, and more. We have tons of food in stock now. Call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us, where you'll find what you'll need to keep you and your loved ones secure. And remember, those without food will be servants of those with the food. Call now.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 6-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It'll prevent future problems and help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when taking Heart and Body Extract. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list a possible side effect. I find that if you're going to take something that if you're trading one problem for 5 or 6 other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305. That's 1-866-295-5305. Or go to hbextract.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 800-259-9231. As always, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. That is the point of the program. Though we are on location today at the very beautiful Gunstock Mountain Resort in Guilford, New Hampshire. Kind of out in the woods, but the resort, very, very nice. Very beautiful.
Manicured, sculpted, but still rustic.
Yep, and of course the Porcupine Freedom Festival, this is the 2008 version of it. It keeps getting bigger, it keeps getting better every single year. This year, they've actually moved the fire pit to the main area. And this
Good
is kind
idea.
Of one of the highlights of the
Circle Porcupine. Of Liberty, they call it.
Right.
Fire pit. Yeah.
This is one of the highlights of the Pork Fest in the past, where on Friday and Saturday, I believe it's Friday and Saturday nights that they do it, they will light up a huge bonfire, and people will go down, and they'll it's all about socializing and hanging out with people.
Every event that I go to where there's a great deal of people that are sort of the Liberty mindset, fire is involved. They like fire.
Absolutely. Well, who doesn't like fire?
No, it's interesting to watch.
As long as it's under control, it's a lot of fun.
Well, this one's in a big metal pit. So.
Right, right. So that's going to be going on here in a little bit. I'm imagining we're actually going to get to see it happen from up this way. And so people are just going to be gathering. Again, there's a lot of drinking going on, a little smoking going on here and there. It's a great group of people, and they all love freedom, and they're all here together. At the Gunstock Campground here in Guilford. I recommend you go to porkfest.com, porcfest.com, see what you've missed, and then see if you want to come next year, because there's going to be another one. It's going to be bigger and better, and it's just so awesome, Mark, being a part of this. It's really an honor to be here surrounded by such a fantastic group of people. And I might add, also, there's a lot of cameras and other electronic equipment around here. People are doing some really great work I can see some activists there. We've got still cameras. We've got video cameras. Free Minds TV is here. They're out and about. So besides just people being here, there's also an increase in the media presence that's going on here.
Yep.
And it's fantastic. The more cameras, the better, and the safer in case of some government attack, you know.
Well, OTN over there is running a big camera, so they're, you know, filming this whole broadcast.
Right, the Obscure Truth Network.
Yep, so, it's a big deal.
Hey, we should get back to the story about the DEA agent here. Former DEA agent been on, he was in law enforcement for 20 years, DEA 12 years, six of those 12 years undercover. So the guy knows what he's talking about when it comes to the war on drugs, and he has come out in the Brownsville Herald, actually, and is just calling it out. He's saying this is nonsense. This war on drugs is crazy, and it needs to stop. It's hurting people. It's not helping them. And he points out that as far back as 1992, prior to my departure from the DEA, law enforcement agencies have had to adapt to the changing level of admitted drug use in their hiring practices because youthful experimental drug use is so prevalent in today's world.
Right. So there was a time when they could just hire people that claimed to have never used drugs at all.
Right.
Well, now people are telling the truth, and they can't just hire people who have never used drugs at all.
It was in 1992, he says, that I was asked to sit on the oral board interviews. The DEA was forced to employ agents who had used marijuana and cocaine in the past. And, of course, the keywords were for experimental purposes.
Yeah.
I would say that 75% of the DEA agents used illegal drugs at one time or another.
And then
75%.
But they want to put people in jail for doing the same thing that they did.
Right. How ludicrous is that? Oh, it was okay because you did it 10 years ago, but if your son does it today and gets caught, then he's going to the pokey.
Who's to say that it's not for experimental purposes with your son? I mean, you know.
Of course it is.
They just.
What else is it? That's what people do. They experiment with drugs. They experiment with altered states of reality.
No, I think at some point it's a lifestyle thing at some point or another.
Experimental purposes isn't going to get you and I out of a drug charge.
No, it's not.
Right.
Officer,
I was just experimenting.
It was experimental
science.
Purposes.
It's just science.
You
okay?
Just had to let me go. Sorry.
So back to the story here. He says there's but one way to rid the landscape of the pernicious hold that drugs and the thugs who control them have on our communities. We need to eliminate prohibition again. And I completely agree.
You know, it's easier for kids to get a hold of marijuana than it is for them to get alcohol.
Hard to believe, but true. Absolutely true.
And marijuana is completely prohibited. Alcohol isn't.
He says the one thing the cartels and gangs don't want is competition from a legally regulated industry. Legalization means regulation, and I have to say I disagree with this particular part of the article. This is what the cops, the law enforcement against prohibition guys are always calling for is, well, we need to regulate this. No, the marketplace will do a fine job of regulating itself. Just take it out of the hands, just get rid of prohibition, and the market will fill it all together.
I think the reality of it is that there's going to be a certain amount of regulation. If it's legalized nationwide in the United States, there's going to be some regulation on it, and you can just expect that.
He says quality controls on production, product purity, and age restrictions are not part of the criminals' plans.
Nope.
The flip side of that coin is that there are industries with a very vested interest in seeing prohibition maintained. There's so much money involved in fighting the war on drugs, from urine testing to the vast bureaucracy that runs all of the agencies and organizations necessary to keep our virtual forever war alive. Resistance to ending this war.
The forever war, that's a good thing to call it, because it's going to go on forever because people are constantly want to use drugs.
Absolutely.
For some reason or another, human beings want to alter their states, whether they want to.
So do animals. They'll eat the buds off the marijuana plants in the forest.
You know? And, whether it's alcohol, whether it's caffeine, whatever it is, people want to alter their states, and that's just a reality.
He points out that resistance to ending this war will come from both sides, but end it we must. When I was working to bring down the cosaleros in South America...
Those damn cosaleros?
I believed in drug prohibition, but I've seen the devastation, the corruption, and the abject failure of the drug war, so I must admit to being a dissenter in this war. End the war on drugs for the sake of all Americans, because truly, America runs from the tip of Tierra del Fuego to the cold climates of Canada's most northern territories. And he's absolutely right.
What's the guy's name?
His name is Celerino Castillo III from
Law,
and he is a member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition.
And a former undercover DEA agent.
That is correct.
Okay.
12 years in the DEA, and he says This is crazy.
Can't impugn that guy.
75% is what he says in his experience of DEA agents. You would think, I mean, local cops, you'd give them a pass, you know. The DEA, you would think they'd be real strict with the whole using drugs thing, but not so much. Total double standard.
They, if they want to have people to hire, want to have new guys coming on board, they can't be strict on whether you've used drugs in the past or not.
It's just, you know, it's so amazing that it still continues to go on today, and it has to do with the vested interest he talked about. And he touched on a couple of things, but of course the main vested interest is the police themselves. The police. They get all kinds of money for this. Serious cash.
Yep.
I mean, they get it from the federal and the state and the local level, and a lot of police departments spend a good portion of their budget enforcing these vice crimes.
They get it from Americans, and, you know, some of the same Americans that they lock up for this crap.
They don't
it's
want
wrong.
To let it go. Right. It ends up being not about helping people, not about protecting people, but it ends up being about money. When you talk about changing the drug laws, even just the most minute change, as we saw earlier this year in New Hampshire, where they were considering a very, very small change to the marijuana statutes that would allow people to possess a small amount of marijuana and to get fined for it. So it wouldn't even be
a fine rather than prison.
Yeah.
Or,
and,
you know, whatever.
So what happened, as usual, the police chiefs dropped themselves out with their standard run-of-the-mill propaganda about, you know, blah, 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 marijuana's evil and all the other nonsense.
Yep.
And it doesn't matter.
Just protecting, yeah, they're just being protectionist. They just want to ruin people's lives.
It doesn't matter the fact that we have logic and we have the facts on our side. It doesn't matter how effective our presenters are. It doesn't matter how credible they are, former cops, current police officers in law enforcement against prohibition. We've got people in the medical profession that have testified in front of these government bureaucrats. But as long as those chiefs of police say, well, we're against this piece of legislation because drugs are bad. Bad,
they're
bad, bad.
Important bureaucrats.
Right. That just it just wipes out everything that everyone else said. And they voted, to give the House credit, in New Hampshire, they did vote in favor of it, but the Senate just knocked, you know, they knocked it down.
Right.
And I don't know how to change those chiefs of police mind. I don't know how to do that. But they are a big stumbling block for actually making this happen with the political process. And I think that maybe what might do it is having more law enforcement officers come on board with law enforcement against prohibition while they're on the force. That might start a trend. Who knows? More coming up. It's Free Talk Live, live from Fort Fest.
Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit. But they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days. Without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info. To learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of June, visit GasFreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit GasFreedom.info. That's GasFreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. the number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Show, you bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Some of those features include the wiki. You can get interactive with over 1,700 pages created by listeners just like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com and see what it's all about. That's wiki. WIKI.freetalklive.com. Mark, the show brought to you tonight by InterKnobs.com. Can you tell us a little bit about those guys?
You can go to InterKnobs.com. They got knobs and pulls and faucets and sinks and pretty much everything you need. And they got them at wholesale prices. The service is great. You can support a show that supports Free Talk Live.
It's a business that supports Free Talk Live. But yes.
Excuse me.
And I think we forgot to mention last night that you get 10% off if you use the code FTL at checkout. So it's
important
to remember.
That is an important little thing, yeah.
All right. We are here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival where there's so much going on, so much to talk about. I don't know if we've even discussed what's happening on Saturday yet. We'll certainly get to that, I think, maybe coming up an hour or three because it's not too late. If you're out there perhaps in the New England area, and not too late to get up here to Guilford, New Hampshire, at the beautiful Gunstock campground here and join the fun. Join all of these fantastic activists that are out here just enjoying one another's company and doing all kinds of wonderful activities. In fact, we mentioned earlier, you mentioned, Mark, that from your observation, it's like an 80-20 split here as far as 80% male, 20% female.
Yeah, that might be a little high, but 70-30 maybe, but somewhere in there.
But I said that of the females in attendance, we do have some very attractive ladies, and one of them is sitting across from us at the moment. Whitney is with us.
Yeah, Whitney's hot.
Oh, well, thank you, Ian and Mark.
Welcome to the program. You had mentioned during the break that you just got back from hiking up Mount Liberty today. What was that like for you?
Oh, man, it was amazing. It was a 4,000-foot hike, and once we finally got to the top, it was definitely well worth the hike up there. It was a little difficult. We had to break a lot, but it was a lot of fun.
How long did it take?
It took us 4 hours to hike up and 2 to go back down, but we had about 10 people with us, and 9 of us made it to the top.
But, you know, it's not always that easy.
It was a little tricky.
You know, there's been mountains that I just haven't made it to the top of.
So Whitney, is this your first time visiting New Hampshire?
It is my first time in New Hampshire and my first Pork Fest, and I actually signed up as an FSP member back in February.
Okay.
And I'm really excited to be here. I love the state. I've driven to the Seacoast and to Grafton, which is more rural. I went to Keene on Tuesday, and I've had a lot of fun. I really love it, and I'm excited to move here.
So what's your ETA? When are you getting in state? What's your plan?
In spring of 2009, I'm going to come up here.
That's going to be here before you know it.
In March or April, yeah.
Very cool. Really That's excited. Exciting. So what do you think about these people that you've met this weekend?
Oh, I've been camping here since Sunday night, mm-hmm. and I've met so many cool people that are, you know, you have all different kinds of people. You know, I'm an atheist myself, and, you know, I've met other atheists, but I've also met religious people, and, you know, everybody's here for freedom. Yeah. And we all have that in common. And
yeah. there's some very devoted religious people, Christians and that sort of thing, that are members of the Free State Project. But the thing that separates them from some other Christians is that these are the kinds of Christians that are really cool, in that they don't want to shove their viewpoint down your throat in any way, shape, or form, which I just think is
awesome. Yeah, they'll talk to you about their faith, and I think that's great.
If you ask them about it, mm-hmm. sure, but they're not going to just shove it on you. They're just the most respectful group mm-hmm. of people. And you'd never know the difference unless you asked. I mean, Christian, atheist, pantheist, whatever, you'd never know the difference because they all agree on liberty, and that's what's so important.
Right, and it's been nice to talk to everybody, not just from religious differences, but also because, you know, I've met Keith and stuff. You know him?
Yeah, Keith is one of our forum members. Yes.
From Tennessee, and he, you know, he's done a lot of prolific writing on, you know, the Free State Project and moving mm-hmm. to New Hampshire and just meeting all these people that you hear about on the radio program. It's really cool.
Awesome.
But what I really love about being here and what I can't wait to move here for is to live, you know, a free life. And I'm an anarchist or a voluntarist myself.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to get up here and start, you know, living that life and not be afraid that I'm going to get hauled off to jail forever and nobody's going to know about it.
Right. If somebody goes to jail, everybody knows about it, and activists mobilize in order to help you out in whatever way they possibly can. It's nobody is going to forget about you if the cops come to haul you away for whatever it is that they
right.
come for you for. And so having that built-in support network is something that nobody else has anywhere. We talked a couple weeks ago about Porcupine 911 and Porcupine 411, these wonderful technological advances we've seen developed by Free State Project members that allow you to reach out. If something is happening, you can reach out, and it sends an instant message via email to hundreds of people that could possibly read it and come out to assist in whatever the issue is. With the cops,
yeah.
for instance, harassing those guys yesterday for carrying guns in public, they could have called, and they're new, so they didn't think about it.
I don't know that I'd think about it necessarily.
But, you know,
yeah.
the more interactions you have with the police, the more likely you are to remember that sort of thing. And so you can call and get the message out, and then activists are going to show up. So what else is on your mind tonight, Whitney?
Well, one of the great things about being up in New Hampshire, being at Porkfest, is, I'm also a nudist at heart.
Really?
And I've been really excited to come up here and, you know, indulge in my freedom-loving, you know, nudism.
You have
has that been happening?
Undivided attention, by the way. Here. Just
I don't. I'm
staring at
trying
you.
To decide where she's going with this.
Well, Mark, you have a lot of female fans out there, and I'm just one of them. You know, representing the many.
Thank you.
And I think one thing that a lot of Free Talk Live listeners, perhaps most of them, especially the women out there, we would love to see you take your top off and celebrate freedom in that fashion.
Whitney, I'll take mine off. You take yours off.
All right.
Oh,
that's what I'm talking
my
about.
Goodness. You're going to have to remove your headphones for this. To get your shirt
Am
off.
I doing it now?
You're
going to
do it right now on the air. It's live.
I don't believe this is happening.
Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Don't believe it.
Is this
we are sitting here in
is this,
public.
Is this tandem one all at the same time here?
No.
You first.
You first, Mark.
Me first. Oh, I've been tricked before,
he's
folks.
Taking his head.
It's all right.
I think. Mark, Mark Edgington is now removing his shirt.
Look at those tats.
I'm awfully, awfully pale.
Call and request this. This has been requested so many times. Mark Edgington taking his shirt
off. You got to keep it off
live
until I take
on
mine off.
I'm cold.
It's cold out here. I know.
It's cold out here.
Oh, my goodness.
I think people are going to be far more interested in seeing Whitney taking
all
it off.
All right, all right.
There is video. There are going to be video footage of this. Whitney is removing her everything.
It's genuine, folks.
She's totally taken her top off.
I'll just keep with the top.
And
there you go.
This, very nice,
right.
I must say.
I think they're real, too.
Yeah.
But
before we go down the road.
That will get me in trouble,
yeah,
I assure you.
Okay.
Before we go down the road of Howard Stern and getting too explicit here, suffice it to say, Whitney, you are sitting here at this table in public.
Oh, we're not on the webcam?
I'm afraid there's no webcam tonight, but OTN is here, Obscure Truth Network, and they are recording all of this.
Hi.
it should be noticed that we're here in public. I mean, this is civil disobedience, effectively.
Yay,
now for Mark, yay, anarchy.
It's never looked so good.
Now, for Mark here, it's not against the law for him to sit here with his shirt off, but for whatever reason, because your mammaries, I guess, are a little bit larger.
Yeah, they certainly are.
That's against the law. I mean, the cops obviously aren't anywhere, and thank goodness for that. But
well, let's hope not. I don't know. They were here earlier this week.
There are fewer cops per person in New Hampshire than, I don't know, I looked at some statistics recently. They're in the bottom five.
I have to say that this is a great instance of civil disobedience, and I think there have been people that have been talking about doing this. What are you laughing at?
I'm just embarrassed. I'm sorry.
Why are you embarrassed?
Because I'm sitting here with a naked lady.
Ian Gardner, this actually is very beautiful. It's a really cool thing, and I don't feel uncomfortable.
When Whitney does it, it's a good thing.
Good job, Mark. Whitney, congratulations. Well done.
Can we have a round of applause here for Whitney? Because she's awesome.
Every guy here owes me. They owe me.
All right. The festivities continue here.
Yes, it's very festive here.
And it is cold out, and you can really see that evidence on Whitney here. It's just fantastic. Whitney, I want to thank you for this.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Because it took a lot of courage. I don't know. Did you feel like it took courage to do what you just did?
I just like to be naked.
But I mean, have you done this in public before like this? Is this the first time?
Or? Well, we were up at the pool earlier this week, Nathan.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Past closing time. Oh, wait, don't tell them that.
Uh-oh.
Well, they'd probably have a lifeguard otherwise.
So there's all kinds of civil disobedience going on at Porkfest.
One of the things that you missed if you weren't at Porkfest was this happening right here. And, of course, again, Obscured Truth Network is going to have video footage of this later. I don't know how you're not going to get it up on YouTube. I don't know how that's going to work. So maybe where do you do? Put that up on PornTube or something like that?
I don't know what one anyone
can
do.
Let me tell you, she likes the attention. I can tell you that. So... more is coming up here.
I get all kinds of IMs popping up on my screen. Guys are like, hey,
webcam?
Where's the darn webcam?
I thought you were going to have it.
You thought what? I'm sorry, you thought the webcam
I thought you were going to have the webcam tonight.
No,
darn.
I'm sorry about that.
All right, segment's over.
Hey, thanks, Whitney, for coming on the program tonight. And thank you for she didn't think it was courageous, but I thought it was. And it is.
Thanks for your boobs.
I have a feeling, it's a prediction here. I have a feeling that when you move to New Hampshire, this isn't going to be the first time you take off your top.
No, probably not.
Great, that's fantastic. And we're going to do it in maybe a more public location in the future. Hour 3 is coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Founded by veterans who love the great full-bodied taste of rich gourmet coffee, but who couldn't often afford it or get it during their deployment, JustPlainJoe.com offers 66 different flavors, roasted to order from top-quality Arabica coffee beans, and all at a reasonable price, because you shouldn't have to take out a loan for a good cup of Joe.
Support our GIs by sending them a bag now, or try some for yourself by visiting JustPlainJoe.com. Most orders delivered in just a few business days by UPS. Buy 5 packages and save on shipping.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. As you know, GCN is a huge supporter of Ron Paul and all he stands for. That's why, for a limited time, I have personally set aside commercial inventory allowing advertisers the chance to show their personal support for Ron Paul while promoting their products. If you would like to voice your support for Ron Paul's march to the White House and have thought about advertising on GCN, give us a call at 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327, or go to GCNlive.com today and click on the Support Ron Paul link on our...
Listen.